Well, praise the Lord, TMC family. We are blessed and blessed and blessed again. We have our Dr. P.K. Roberts on the line all the way from Mississippi. Glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And we got our Pastor V from Texas. Oh, bless him. So, you know, our tag for today is Psalms 34 and 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. He is so good, y'all. I tell you, he is good. We are blessed, TMC family. And I'm not going to leave y'all out, those that are on the call and those that couldn't even make it to the call. You know he's good. You have tasted him, and we all go back for more and more. Lord, thank you so much for this call. Thank you for, hallelujah, the founders of the call. Thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. Thank you, Father God, for blessing us to see another day. Lord, you are so good and so worthy to be praised. Now, Father God, I'm going to move out the way and let, hallelujah, our host get in the way. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you've done and what you are yet doing. We love you. Bless the speaker. Take over, Lord. We decrease, you increase. We love you, we love you, we love you. God bless each and every one today. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Wanda. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, my sister. Take it away.
Praise God. Good morning to you, and thank you so much, Minister Wanda, for seating and greeting everyone with that joy of the Lord in your voice. I tell you, we've had a glorious time already this morning, just rejoicing and dancing in the spirit on what God is doing. And good morning to you, TMC family. I thank God for Minister Wanda giving us that old taste and see that the Lord is good Thursday. Yes, it is. We are so delighted and excited that you have joined us this morning and to just sit in his sanctuary this morning and say, thank you, Lord. You are God all by yourself. Now, if this is your first time being here, let me first tell you who I am. I'm Brenda Terrell here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And I tell you, we're so excited because God is doing still wonderful works. And if this is your first time here on the Master's Call, let me tell you a little bit about it. It was started back in October 2010 by our powerful and wonderful and anointed and appointed women of God, none other than our Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Dimples. And I tell you, she is just thriving in what God is doing with her and through her, and we're rejoicing over that. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon out of Prairie View, Texas, who we call our Mother Eagle. We're so thankful that God had chose these two women of God to start this call back in October 2010. And guess what? They gave us a scripture to stand on. It is Psalms 88:13, where it says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Now, we also have a mission statement that we stand on, and we see God doing great works through and through with this mission statement. It is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And we see it happening each and every day through each and every one of you, and we're so grateful to God for it. Now, we also have a website that we know that you'll be blessed to check out and to share with others. It is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. Now, all messages have been archived back on that website, and so you got a buffet of word, of God's word being manifested in such a wonderful way. So share with your friends, your family, your coworkers, and let them know that this is a great way to start their day. And if they can't get on, guess what? They got the buffet there where they can can go and get a message from God. So we are so thankful that the theme this year is 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. Now, if you feel led to be a part of this wonderful ministry, we invite you to join us and just celebrate God with us as he uses you. You might want to be a greeter, such as what Minister Wanda did this morning, or you may want to host, which is what I'm doing right now, or you may even have a word from the Lord, and we definitely want to hear it. So send that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, or yours truly, will contact you. Now, the thread that brought us together is Artist International, which is now Artist Life. And we're so excited. I call it that the best company on this side of heaven because we have the best products on this side of heaven. And they are health and wellness products that are helping people around the world to get their health restored. And we're excited about it because when we don't have our health, what do we have? So if you haven't heard anything about Artist Life, and the wonderful products we have, get with the person that invited you on this call, or you can join us right after this call on the new Morning Motivational Call, where we get vital information about our products and what and wonderful testimonies, of course, and what God is doing through this blessed company. It was started by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago, and we are so excited. Now, that number to hear the next call is 641-715-3865. Again, 641-715-3865. And the PIN is 539-598-POUND, 539-598-POUND. And you will get a buffet of great information. Now, I'm going to get out of the way because we are so excited about what God's word is saying to us each and every day. So we have a minister, a young lady out of New York, the Bronx, New York, that is. It is Honorable Cynthia Cox, who entered the political world in 2006 as the 79th Assembly District AD female state committee member. In 2008, she was elected as the 79th AD female district leader and has held her position as such for the past 7 years. Now, Minister Cynthia serves as the DC 37 union member and a board member at the number of charities and business groups. As an active NAACP Bronx branch member and New York State chaplain, Minister Cynthia focuses on advocating to families within the 79th District on issues of social services and economic needs, and with her goal of implementing self-efficiency. In addition to her advocacy positions, Minister Cynthia sings gospel at the AME Zion Church on the Hill and is the floor captain at Concourse Village, as well as an entrepreneur with Artist Life. Honorable Cox holds a certificate in Christian ministry from the New York Theological Seminary and is a graduate of the New York PD Citizens Police. So watch out, she can arrest you. Honorable Cox is known for her qualities of determination, perseverance, resiliency, and her work on her entrepreneurship program. We introduce to you none other, I call her a little piece of leather that's well put together, none other than the Honorable Cynthia Cox out of the Bronx, New York. Are you there, Minister Cox? Minister Cox, I heard you earlier. Are you there?
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Okay. Now we can hear you. God bless you and take it away.
Good morning, Ms. Benz. Thank you for that introduction. Thank you. Good morning and happy Thursday to each and everyone this morning. I'm excited this morning about what's about to happen here in this TMC call. But first, let me give honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Minister Wanda, because you are excited, Minister Wanda. I'm from Chicago. Thank you so much for your seating and greeting. And thank you, Minister Brennan, for opening. Thank you for that. I don't know where you get that message from, but you do have the information there. I thank you again. I'm not going to be before you long, but I got to say thank you. Special thanks to Dr. Vanessa Weatherford and Dr. P.K. Roberts for this TMC call. I mean, it brings a lot of us together from coast to coast, which is a beautiful thing, and I can't take that lightly because people all over the world listening to us, and that's important because, you know, the message here that I have on my mind, I was wrestling with this last night, and I just want to say to you, how do you know Christ is in your life? Amen. How do you know Christ is in your life? Just saying, we'll start with the beginning. I'll just give it a little prayer this morning before I go into that, thanking God for this day. Let us thank Lord for one more day. He woke us up this morning, early this morning, and started us on our way, Lord God. You thank you for seeing the dawn. When we got up this morning, we want to open our eyes. We want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything. I can't thank you enough for what you have done for me. I am so grateful and so honored to be on this call here with the TMC family and sharing information because this is a beautiful platform. I text well this morning. I did call some people, but last evening I started to text individuals to get on this call this morning because I want them to hear what the word thus say the Lord this morning. Again, I said, how do we know Christ is in our life? Because when people see you, when they see you for the first time, how do they know that Christ is in your life? Can they tell by you? What can they tell? Just the spirit. I just want to give you a little story about a deputy director, deputy borough president, Aria Green, here in New York. When I'm in her company, she is so humble. When you're around Christian people, you can tell that God lives in them, and you just can feel that. That when they walk in the room, that feeling of they are just so humble, and they are not, you know, some people can be conceited, but she's not. She's very humble, and I just can't thank you. People often ask, how can I know or assure that I am a Christian? That Christ has come from in my life. Remember the promise that we look for in Revelation 3:20 says, Jesus said, look, here I stand at the door, knock, and if you hear me call, open the door, I will come in. Amen. Oh, he will come to you, me, and everyone. And I think about what's happening here and around the world. How did they know that Christ was in their lives before they decided they want to just take people out just like that? I don't understand. I mean, you know, we have to realize when we take someone's life, they're not coming back. That's the end. And that's why we have to stay prayed up. And every day you come out or every day you leave home, just get on your knees and pray and say, God, we want you to back home safe and sound. We never know, but we want to stay prayed up. You know, on authority of the trustworthy, God himself, his word that Christ has been coming into your life. Amen? Amen. Thank God often that Christ is in your life, that he will never leave you or forsake you. You can know that the living Christ is indwelling and that you have eternal life. From the moment you invite him in your life, he promised he will not leave you. Can you think of anything that more wonderful than having happiness and receiving Christ before reading and furthermore, why do we close this book that God praying for us? He knows us before we came on in this earth. He knew us. they said he knew us. And what he comes, when we come to see that we are mission, we on a mission, really. And I'm a missionary also at Church on the Hill. I don't know if that was there. I'm a missionary too. And we are coming to go out to share, to help others. And we have a, I have a program that's with the Yankees that every holiday we get food to go out to be able to give to the community to share because, you know, everyone needs food no matter what. You can't get away, get by. But some of us, sometimes when they get too overwhelming, I said I would give it the program, but, you know, every time God put in my heart, no, you have to be, you're going to be the guide, you're going to be the leader, you're going to be the person that's going to help our community. We must stay focused and be able to help others. I just think, can you think of anything more than just could you be happy if you're to receive Christ? Before you understand that Christ is in your life, you have to be connected. I remember when I was in the world, I want to say, I was born in North Carolina, my grandmother and my grandfather, we had to go to church. There was no ands and buts about it. There was church in our lives. We had to go to church. No matter what things going on, that was, we had to go. And we sing in the choir. We did everything that they shared with us. And I look at it and I thank God that they was a praying grandmother and praying grandfather. They made sure that we was there, that, you know, God was, how do we know the crisis in our life? Because they made sure that happened. They would say, your mother and father may not be with you, but you will be in the house because whatever you do in the beginning of your life will be end up, and you will go in the righteousness. You will be doing the right thing. And this going back to the feeling will come later. Right now, accept your salvation by faith. Christ is Lord, and you are living in God, in His Bible, and that you think about what we're doing right now in going forward and what's happening out here. And I want to say too, I was reading, and I, you know, like I said, you go and do your research and you read, and do. And another in 2 Corinthians 13 verse 5 says, "Oh, do you not realize about yourself that Jesus Christ lives in you?" Amen. Jesus living in, reading from the Apostle Paul asked that the Corinthians believe is a believer. Or do you not realize yourself that Jesus Christ is in you? We might find is a phrase, Jesus Christ in you, surprised, or perhaps we read over without thinking too much about the significance. But what does that phrase mean? And what is important for you as a Christian to live today? What is it? Think about it. What does it mean to live, to know that God, how do you know that God lives in you? How do you know that Christ is you? Because the way you carry yourself, the way you see yourself, what people see you, perceive you. One lady said last evening I was at an event here in New York. We had, you know, the dinner, county dinner, and I'm part of county. And one of the ladies explained to a young man, there's a new intern into the office. She goes, "This is the Honorable Cox," and I, you know, I kind of laugh because I, you know, I don't, when you call me names, it's okay, but I'm not, I don't go, you know, some people go to another level with that. It just, God is, you know, it's ordained by God, because anything coming to your life is God, Bob, God brought it to you, not you. You didn't understand God. This is before you think things came to me. So she says, "Oh, when she comes into the office, you know, she gets respect." She this, and I kind of laughed. I kind of laughed at her. I don't know where she come from, but that was. And she was telling the young man, because he and I just said to him, I said, "Stay focused, stay prayed up, and also more importantly, go out and be a light to somebody." So you are 17 years old. You just starting in the political arena, but do the right thing and just be able to help somebody, because you got young men looking at you. Then you do what you have to do to go forward. And he was so thankful for that. I said I would see him, you know, today or whatever day I would see him. And saying Jesus Christ in your life, Paul was speaking about he truly means that Jesus Christ literally, directly dwells within us believers. Many of us like. Confirmed that God is in them, like Dr. Vanessa Westphal and Dr. P.K. Roberts. I thank them for this call because, Lord, every morning we get up, I start my day with this call because it does help you to move forward in what you're doing out here in the world and in the world here, in New York, anywhere. We too, like the Corinthians, need to realize the facts about ourselves. Christ, not merely outside of us, helping us in time we need. He dwell in us. He live in us. He live with us. And how can Christ be in us? Christ, holy Christ, is the holy Corinthian in Corinthians, a man, and we fall in as a sinner. So how can Christ live in us? To accomplish his desire to dwell within us, God took a trendy step. First, God himself became a man. Amen? God himself became a man. And we have to understand that. And Jesus Christ lived genuine. He lived as a genuine human in life in the earth. Yet without sin, his living, his action and speaking is fully expressed by God. After living and experiencing and everything of human life for 33 years and a half, Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. Amen. Jesus died for us. Through redemption and death, we can only forgive our own sins and vault back to God. But this is not all. After 3 days, he rose in victory from the dead and resurrection. He became the life-living spirit. As a spirit, he's available to everyone and anyone and believe in him. Thus, we pray for receiving the Lord Jesus Christ. Actually, it comes to living us today. We have to live like we never done before. We have to do the right thing. Most importantly, we have to say we got to keep the faith. That's another part of this living, how to live to know that Christ is in your life. Living by faith. The problem is that more than us from realizing that God do what he says. And like anything we say, sometimes people, I always tell people, do what you say, mean what you say, and do what you say, because it's all about what you say. Because the only thing I can say that when we are placing our orders of what we're doing in artists, we have to keep continuous to do what we have said. Because one of my partners says, oh, Cynthia, I haven't did my authorship. I put my authorship back in. I'm feeling better because I know what we have here is so good for us. But if we all understand, because I look at my back office and understand if we can only reach out to the people to get and say, you know, we got something good here, because artist life is helping a lot of us and to get healthy, to stay healthy. So if we understand that Christ is in our life, this is a part of how we know that Christ is in our life. If we go and help enough people, you get healthy by default, but we're not worried about wealth. We're worried about how we can help some other people to get healthy. And a righteous person will live by faith. It's impossible not to live without God. You have to live with God, because God brought us here today. For I know that he's in my life. I'm so happy. I'm so happy this morning to how God knows that Christ lives in me because of what I do and what I share, who I help, who I life I touch. And being honorable as a district leader, that's another way of touching. That's one of the God's things. He put me in places where people see you and see what you're doing. One day they said, Cynthia, I saw you on TV. I said, really? I saw you with the police. Oh, really? What was I doing? And we kind of laughed. They said, no, you was having a conversation with the police. I see people from all over keep telling about it. But I'm so happy that I want to say, you know, although those people got killed in Dallas, we have to pray for the whole seven, as Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon says. But we want to say God is good, but we know what we have here is so important. So let us go out and share and help others this day. Let us go and show people that God loves us and that how we know that Christ living, they see you, they see me, and they see that Christ living. We can do whatever abundantly well. Host, are you there? Let me turn it back over to you. God bless you. Have an awesome day.
Yes. Can you hear me, Minister Cynthia?
Yes, I can. Thank you so much. Have a blessed
day. Amen. And thank you. Thank you for that message this morning telling us how do you know Christ is in your life. And thank you for giving us those steps of how we would know that Christ is living through us. And I will be calling you back to close us out with a benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Father, we thank you for being the Most High God, And besides you, there is none other. Lord, we thank you, Father, for the day that you have given us this day, that we can glorify your holy and righteous name. And Father, we don't take it for granted that the air we breathe is yours. Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you continue to pour into Cynthia, Minister Cynthia, Father, virtues of your love, your peace, your joy. And Lord, meet every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father, for pouring into virtues of graciousness and peace and joy, Lord, like none other. We thank you, Father, for blessing her going out, blessing her coming in. Everything her hands touch and her feet tread, we thank you for blessing. Lord God, we ask that you minister to her surroundings, Lord God, and the people she encounters. And we glorify you, Father, for using her this day and the days to come. Father, we glorify you, Lord, for Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord, who has celebrated her birthday, Father, recently and continued to celebrate. We thank you for what you're doing through her life, Lord God. We thank you not only her for this month, Lord, but Minister Kai and Alejandro Diaz de Leon and Cynthia Cox and all those that are born this month, Lord God. We ask that you continue to bless them, strengthen them, and keep them in perfect peace. We thank you, Father, for our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Lord God. Keep her, Lord God. Protect her and strengthen her, Lord God. And every day as she cared for doing your work and your will, oh God. Bless her mother, Josie, Mother Josie, Father, like none other, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for our very own Diaz de Leon family, Papa and Mama and all those, Lord, that's affiliated with the artist life family, Father God. We ask that you continue to strengthen and keep them, Lord God. Bless our VP of sales, Lord God, Clement Boyd, and our operational manager, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for doing a work like none other. We thank you for blessing from the top of the Royal Platinum to the advisor, Lord God, that we go forth and do the work that you call us to do. Lord, let us be the ministers in the marketplace like never before. Those that are on this call to the sound of my voice, Lord God, I thank you for strengthening them. And, Lord, I'm asking a special blessing on Robin's dad, who's in the hospital right now, Lord God. We call him healed and whole by the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for doing a greater work in him and through him. We thank you, Father, that your word, you watch over it to perform it. So perform your word in a miraculous way. In Jesus' name we pray. We say hallelujah and amen to all that is being done this day and the days to come in Jesus' name. Well, TMC family, we just love and appreciate you. We thank God that you have joined us. And I tell you, if you want to hear this message again about how do you know Christ is in your life, you can hear the playback at 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-677-POUND. And remember that we have a call coming up. And I tell you, we're going to get some vital information about our products. And that number is called the New Morning Motivational Call. And we thank God for all the leaders that make that platform, that call, such a blessing. It is 641-715-3865. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. We thank God for each and every one of you. We look forward to you joining us again tomorrow. Thank you so much, Minister Wanda, for seating and greeting everyone and letting us know that we can taste and see that the Lord is good, and we will hold on to that this day. Thank you so much, Minister Cynthia Cox, for giving us that powerful message this morning, and I'm asking you to come back and close us out with the benediction.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I just want to say again, how do we know Christ lives in our life? Because God is good. It's good to be good. It's good to do good. God is good all the time. You all go out and have a good day. God bless.